gospel soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to the show. None other than your host, Pastor Jay. Amen. Listen, this week we have been talking about establishing the names of God as well as on last weekend. So yesterday we talked about He is the answer. Glory to God. He is the answer. And if you know like I know, praise God, you will go into the archives and you will listen to the shows that have His name, Abba Father, Almighty God, All Sufficient, and the Answer. Amen. You will be blessed. Your life will never be the same again. Praise God. Amen. And I thank everybody that has been tuning in. Make sure you share the show with someone else, praise God. Share the show with someone else. Even though you've heard the show, doesn't mean someone else has heard it. Amen. So share it with someone else, praise God. Our listener base has shot to 164. Amen. I mean 164,000. Hallelujah. That means that's how many downloads of the show altogether. So I want to encourage you to share this show with someone else. Amen. It could be their time. It's their word, praise God. And you don't want to be, amen, the one that did not share what they needed in this season, praise God. And we're going to get your weather. And then we're going to be talking about my authority today. He is my authority, glory to God. Matthew 28:18, John 17:2. Amen. And this is the show. This study is to build your confidence in who God is in your life, praise God, so you won't walk around with doubt and looking at others, coveting what they got, jealous of what they got, and understand that the same God that opened up doors for them is the same God, hallelujah, that will do it for you. Why? Because He's not just Pastor Jay's Pastor Jay's authority. Pastor Jay's answer, Pastor Jay's all-sufficient and Almighty God and Abba Father, He's yours too, praise God. He has no respect of persons, amen. So I want to build your confidence and get you in a place, praise God, where you are walking in that authority and there is nothing that the enemy or the gates of hell, amen, can bring against your life that will knock you out of position, amen. We got to stay in position. We have to stay in position. God is passing out blessings, talents, gifts, ministries, everything that we need and desire. He's passing it out. Hallelujah. And I'm like, amen, Bishop Paul Morton when he says, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me, praise God. Amen. Let's dive into the weather. Hallelujah. Because, you know, when it comes to talking about how good God is, hallelujah, I love to do just that. Amen. So we are dealing with the temp right now, which is at it's a high of 92. Yes, Lord. Y'all know it's hot out there. What's my saying? Hot, hot, hot. Hell is a hot place. I don't want to go. If you don't like the heat, get out of sin. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yeah, one more new one. Praise God. Don't drop it like it's hot. drop it like it's sin. It's mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-90s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 20% in the afternoon. Amen. The low this evening is going to drop to 77, mostly clear. A slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. All right, and for Thursday, amen, for Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. A chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is again at 30% in the afternoon. All right, partly cloudy Thursday evening. A slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Lows in the upper 70s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, hallelujah, if the Lord says the same, Friday will be partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Then a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And the chance of rain is at 20%. In the morning, increasing to 30% in the afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 70s for Friday evening. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty God. And if you will, amen, glory to God, bow your heads with me, those of you, amen, that are driving. Don't bow your head. Don't close your eyes. Amen. But you can still get this prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you bless this word that we are sharing on this morning. Lord, we pray that it falls on good ground. Hallelujah. That it may take root. Amen. And will sprout. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And bring forth fruit in its due season. Amen. Lord, we thank you for who you are, what you have done on the cross for us. Praise God. We know that you are no longer on the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They put you in a borrowed tomb. You rose on the third day. Hallelujah. And you ascended. Amen. And you sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that we would have a comforter, a partner. Amen. A help. Glory to God. While we're still here on this earth. So we ask, Father God, that this word be of a sweet smell and savor in your nostrils. Glory to God. Give us the word that we may pass it on to others. And we thank you right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you hear a couple of amens, hallelujahs, praise God, amen. That is my arm bearer, and that is my daughter, praise God. We are lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. We have been seeing God manifest some awesome things in our lives, praise God. God has shown himself strong in our situations, praise God. Not all things that we understand, praise God, but the one thing that we know is that God was in the midst of it. Hallelujah. God is in full control. Sometimes, amen, we get disappointed. Sometimes we experience let down. But you got to remember, God is in control. He knows what's best for us, praise God. Before we were even thought of, God, amen, had set forth, praise God, our whole walk, our whole life, praise God. He had wrote the book. He had wrote, my God, the beginning, the end, praise God. He is, amen, in full control. So I'm just here to encourage you, praise God, while we walk this walk in this flesh suit, to understand the power that God has invested in us. Amen. He said that he will dwell within us, praise God. He said, if you be in me and I in you, you can ask what you will in my name and I will give it to you. Our supporting scripture is from Proverbs 18 and 10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Hallelujah. They run to it and are safe. Hallelujah. Because he is a strong power. Glory to God. You got to know this to be true. You got to accept this in your spirit and accept it in your mind. Glory to God. Because half of the, most of the battle is in the battlefield of the mind. Praise God. The mind will tell, the heart will tell you one thing. Praise God. But the mind, amen, will cause you to do something different. Praise God. You can believe in your heart, oh heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord. But as soon as a trial or tribulation, praise God, hits your life, your mind will say, will go into survival mode, praise God. But God is calling for us to go into overcomer mode, meaning, praise God, to trust in the power, amen, that Jesus Christ inherited from the cross, glory to God. And we inherit it from the cross, amen. It was passed down to us through Jesus Christ. Amen. And we now, amen, have the authority to tread on serpent's heads. Today, we're going to read Matthew 28 and 18. Praise God. And I'm praying that this word today, amen, helps you, amen, and takes your life to a whole new level. In Matthew 28 and 18, I'm reading from the King James Version. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Oh, glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking about the Jesus that's on the inside of you. Glory to God. Now, let's read that again. He said, all power is given unto me. Praise God. He used to be a song, amen, old school. Same thing to say, power, power, Lord, power to walk right, talk right, live right, love right, sing right, pray right, power to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves, power, all power, praise God, power to get wealth, praise God, power to have breakthroughs, power, amen, for the heart to be healed, power, amen, to stand in confidence that God is going to work things out. Power, all power, amen, is in Jesus Christ. Now, you received Jesus Christ unto yourself. Therefore, you have the power, glory to God, hallelujah, to step over adversity, to soar on the wings of an eagle, praise God, over the things that try to hold you bondage, praise God. Come on now, hallelujah, glory to God, to bind up any hindrance. You have the power, glory to God, because he says, all power is given unto me. Now watch this. In heaven and in earth. Takes us back, amen, glory to God, to the Lord's Prayer. And I'm going to keep putting it out there, praise God. As long as you pray the Lord's Prayer, amen, you will have a divine connection to him because he said the proper way to pray is our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, if you notice, as we go through the names of God, we're really traveling through the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we're helping you to understand that each word, amen, in that prayer is intricate, amen, hallelujah. It's very important, praise God, amen, to your walk with him and to your belief system, praise God. As you pray, it builds a bridge, praise God, to the impossible, hallelujah. To the possible, praise God, through the impossible. He said, whatever is happening in heaven, amen, glory to God, will happen right here on earth. If you call it down in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus is letting us know what authority we have on the inside of us through him. Now, that right there ought to, should have just shifted and changed some things. It should have changed your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In areas where we say, well, I didn't try God. Did you really? Because I found out by reading my word that if you try him, amen, glory to God, he will make a way. If you try him, glory to God, he is a very present help in a time of trouble. Did you try him, glory to God, without putting your hand in it? Did you try him, praise God, without doing it your way? Did you try him real? Hallelujah. He is an authority in every situation, praise God. And if you try him, praise God, amen, glory to God, then your testimony should be of an overcomer, not a survivor. Ooh. Lord have mercy. I'm not trying to step on no toes. I'm just trying to change your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Job 17 and 2. Hallelujah. It says, as thou had given him power over all flesh. Ain't that something? Over all flesh. Not just some of it, not just most of it, not just people who did. No, over all flesh, praise God. Some of us say, we just can't stop doing this. We just can't stop going here. We just can't stop doing this. We can't stop falling to that. And I can't just stop it. Oh, yes, you can, praise God, because with Jesus Christ on the inside of us, he has given us power over all flesh. Woo. Lord have mercy. Over all flesh, not half of it, part of it. It matters which one. It said all flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This should be building something in you. A courage, a confidence, praise God. As you walk, amen. As you talk, praise God. As you meet people, praise God. When you meet people that say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. You should be able to use, amen, that authority that God has placed in you through his son, Jesus Christ, to say, with God, all things are possible. You should be able to speak a word, praise God, that will cause a person to get on the same wavelength that you are on, praise God. That will cause a person to start their faith walk, praise God. That will cause a person, amen, to understand there is nothing too hard for God. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, Lord, amen. Hallelujah. The scripture goes on to say, amen, it says that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, that he should give eternal life. Gotta grab that. To as many as thou hast given him. So you mean that everybody that comes into my presence, I have the authority and the power on the inside of me, amen, to even offer this to someone else? I can open up my mouth, praise God, and the same power and authority, and come on now, the same gift of eternal life, I can offer it to somebody else by telling them how God has given me power over all flesh. Come on now. Hallelujah. Some of us sending up a testimony right now. We holding up somebody else's deliverance. We holding up somebody else's financial breakthrough. We holding up somebody else's faith walk. We holding up somebody else's deliverance, praise God, because we will not survive. We sit back scared. We have allowed the devil, amen, to come in and tell us, you don't qualify. You ain't got a right to say this. You can't say that. You still dealing with something else. You got to, let me tell you something. You got to preach, amen, glory to God. You got to love, hallelujah, through some of the most difficult times in your life, praise God. You got to learn, praise God, hallelujah, how to walk. Listen, the Bible, hey, glory to God, told the man of God, he said, I'm going to set your face like flint, praise God. That means, praise God, even though your family died, praise God, even though, oh, Lord have mercy, even though you're homeless, praise God, even though you just suffered a loss, praise God, even though you lost your job, you still, glory to God, got to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Man of God, woman of God, God is going to set your face like flint. In other words, he's going to make it to where nobody can see what you're going through. He's going to make it, amen. See, that's why he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Some of us so caught up on our go-throughs and what, who shot John and Sarah and who robbed me and who did it before I did it, and they stole my this and they stole my idea. We so caught up on that, praise God, my God, till we done sat down for 4 years doing nothing. Just send back to my who shot John and who shot Pharaoh. God say, get moving. I've given you the authority to walk over that situation. I've given you the authority, amen, to move on as though that situation never happened. I done gave you the power, praise God, to heal not just others, but heal yourself. Whatever you need, and now watch this. Whatever you need from God, all you got to do is give it to somebody else. You want healing? Go lay hands on somebody else. You want to be delivered? Go and help somebody else get delivered. Go help somebody else out of their situation. You want prosperity? Show into somebody else's life. You want a new place to live? Go clean somebody's house. Go sow and pay a little into their rent. Go feed the homeless. You lack food, go feed the homeless. Buy somebody a dollar hamburger. My God. We're just keeping it real. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. God is the river in the middle of the desert. He is, amen, the food in the middle of the wilderness. He is that voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God that meets you in the time of loneliness. He is who he is. Amen. Glory to God. He's everything. And you know we already talked about all sufficient. Today we're dealing with his power that lies on the inside of you, the authority that you have over the tricks of the enemy. How are you going to allow the enemy to have a conversation with you when God has given you the power to put your foot on his neck? But he's having a conversation with you. You're allowing the devil to speak into your future out of his knowledge of your past. The devil ain't got the authority to do that. My God, I just want to bless you today, praise God. I just want to bless you. Hallelujah. Because the devil, listen, you got to identify the places that the enemy has robbed you of your authority. And then you also got to realize the places that you've given the enemy your authority. Some of us have given the enemy a place in our lives. We've given the enemy a place in our lives through our fear. Fear of success, fear of happiness, fear of wealth. Come on now. Some of us got a fear of holiness. We don't want to live like that. We don't want to live that clean. Come on now. We don't want to live that right. We want everybody to think that we are imperfect so that we won't have to be held to the standards that God has called us to. The devil is a lie. If I just shine a light on all my imperfections, then I don't have to live the standards that God has called me to live. The devil is a lie. The Bible talks about how we have deceived ourselves. I tell the saints of God, those that join me in ministry, whichever direction they come from, I tell them, if I got to live it, you got to live it. If I got to be held accountable, then you got to be held accountable. My ultimate goal in your life is to make sure that you make it into the gates of heaven instead of the gates of hell. But we need each other. Hallelujah. We need each other. We walk around just watching each other just crash and burn. And sit back saying, that's just a shame. She was a good preacher. He was a powerful man of God. Something in you, when you see your brother or sister fall, it should mess something up in you that make you want to go over there and get them back to where they need to be. God told us to restore each other. I done seen it so much in the church. Soon as somebody, soon as somebody finds out, oh, yeah, he done slept with the pastor's wife. I knew it wasn't right. I knew it was, what? Listen, God has called us out to be accountable to one another. Why? But that's why he say, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Because he's counting on us, amen, to keep each other, amen, in his will. He's counting on us to teach each other. He's counting on us to lead each other. Come on now. He's counting on us, amen, to say a word that will cause each other to come out of a lifestyle of sin, to turn from our wicked ways, amen, and repent. He's hoping, amen, and he, listen, Lord have mercy. That's why his commandment, his new commandment, he added with promise, with love one another. But the devil is robbing us of our authority because we are jealous of one another, coveting one another, talking about one another, standing, we, instead of having our foot on the devil's neck, we got our foot on each other's neck. Hallelujah. He said, tread on serpent's heads. We're treading on each other's heads. Hallelujah. God has given us an authority. We are the sons of promise. Amen. We are the children of promise. Hallelujah. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Woo! Come on now. Dream dreams. Oh, Lord. We all would be operating in gifts. Amen. Glory to God. The fullness of God, the Holy Spirit would dwell within us, and we would, it says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. This lesson is about the Holy Spirit being in your life and the power and authority that God has given you. Jesus Christ said, it's all in me. He said, all power is on the inside of me, and I am in you. Why are you fearing the enemy? Why are you fearing what man has to say about you? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm excited. Hallelujah. When we come back, we're going to cover. Amen. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi, right here on My Gospel Soul. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, give him some praise. Y'all know. Amen.
I've been known for with two steps. But won't forget I won't step unless you step. Stay in the water, but it's shallow. I need more depth. Try to dance solo, but I laugh as it comes up. We gotta dance like David. So I need you to be my Jonathan. I need you to be my best friend. Maybe then I can dance off the pavement. How we only get higher at the peak, but I'm still so inspired. Out of control, like my soul's on fire. Tears cry rain, they call me young Jeremiah. A prospect to be a prophet, and I don't even want a prophet. Time to release, according to Miss Janice. Get up, move your feet, we trying to rain peace.
Welcome back. Today is Tuesday. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are talking about, we are continuing the study on establishing the names of God. Hallelujah. I truly believe that when you know who God is, amen, it's not just I'm saved like a title, praise God. You understand that you have tapped into, praise God, power. You have tapped into divine favor. You have tapped into, praise God, amen, just a bag full of good. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is right there waiting on you to trust him to do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. He is, listen, God is blessing you through his son Jesus Christ. He said, if you receive Jesus Christ, then you have access to me and I am all powerful. If you receive Jesus Christ, then you have access to me, and I am a healer. I am a deliverer. And God is not just telling us this just so he can make a fool out of us. He's telling us this because he is that he is. He wants you to trust and pray to God. He wants to, listen, this broadcast is to build your confidence in who God is in your life. Some of us get saved and we never find out who he is. We just saved to be saved. We just saved because somebody told us we need to be saved. No, there's some benefit with being saved. God comes with a benefit package, praise God. God comes, amen, hallelujah, with healing and peace and joy. Peace when it's chaos, joy when you're sad. He comes, amen, with remedies, praise God. And I ain't talking about old school remedies and home remedies. I'm talking about a gospel spiritual remedy for your life. And when you give your life to Christ, the best thing to do is get in his word and find out, praise God, who he is to you. That's why you hear people say, he's more than enough. Long as I got King Jesus. Now I ain't going to say I don't need nobody else, but I'm telling you, when I got King Jesus, praise God, regardless who lead my life, I still got it. Regardless of who want to help or who don't want to help, regardless of who saw a seed or who don't have a seed, I still am content because I have the Almighty God in my life. And when you move out the way because you want to hinder, God is going to send somebody that's going to bless. It's a lot of folk in your life right now, just a quick nugget to bless you. It's a lot of folk in your life that's just standing in the way. They don't have no purpose, praise God. They're not going to bless you. They're not going to enlarge you. They're not going to going to increase you. They're not going to lead you nowhere, praise God. They just there to be a hindrance, praise God, to hold up what God truly got for you in your life. It come a time when you got to tell them to get out of the way of my blessings. I'm coming through without power and authority. You are a hindrance, praise God. But some of us, amen, allow them stumbling blocks to just be there. They just standing there in the way. And we need to tell them straight up with power and authority, God, move out the way, devil. Hallelujah. Move out the way. Hallelujah. You're standing in the way of my breakthrough. You're standing in the way of my blessing. Oh, glory of God. We're going into talking about he's the banner. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi. Praise God. How does that pertain to you? He is your victory, glory to God. As we read this word, you're going to see, praise God. See, listen. As God describes himself, now this is powerful. As God describes himself, he tells you who he is because he said, I'm on the inside of you. The reason you need to know who he is because that's what is on the inside of you. I can't say that too much. I can't get tired of saying that. Lord have mercy. Let's look at this, amen. So it'd be good to me. Why? This is what, this is the power that dwells on the inside of me. Glory to God. On the inside of you. This is what you receive when you say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You receive power. You receive, come on. You receive the power to tell the enemy, not so. You receive the power to tell the enemy when he said no, to say God is able. You receive the power, praise God, to reverse any curse that the enemy has spoken against your life. You receive the power and authority to cast it down. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. Whew, my God. 1 Corinthians 15. And 56. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave it to you. He gave you the victory. He just handed it to you. He gave it to you through Jesus Christ. If I was a sinner, come on now, hallelujah, and I knew, and somebody informed me that if I walked through a certain door, that I got victory, I have victory, I got help, I got a mediator, I got an intercessor, I got a lawyer, I got a doctor, I got healing, I got prosperity, if I just walked through the door. God said, you got access to all of me if you just walk through the door, which is Jesus Christ. So if I'm a sinner and I'm sitting there saying, I can be redeemed, my name can be changed, my sins can be wiped away, my past can go into the sea of forgetfulness, praise God, amen, he'll throw it into the sea, then guess what? I'm walking through the door. I'm walking through the door, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. That's our banner. That's the banner that hangs over us, praise God. That's the, listen, when kingdoms, amen, were taken over by another kingdom, by another place, praise God, when they came in, they put their flag on the top of that castle and they tore down the other flag, praise God. God is our victory banner. Jesus is our victory banner. When you walk through the door, praise God, you can tear down the banner of the enemy and you can replace it, amen, with the banner of Jesus Christ, Jehovah Nisi. I have the victory in Jesus Christ.
No more that sin back, accepting what folk got to say about you. You let them know. Don't bring it to my doorstep, praise God. Don't speak it into my life, praise God. If you're going to call my name, you need to call me victorious. If you're going to call my name, you need to call me blessed. If you're going to call my name, you need to call me blessed and highly favored of the Lord. If you're going to call my name, you need to call me a son or a daughter of Jesus Christ. If you're going to call my name. My God, my name is victory. Glory to God. Tell him, read the sign. Hallelujah. Read the banner. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I hope I'm helping you today. I'm just trying to help you. Amen. I'm trying to help you understand, praise God, that God has gone in, amen, and he has changed up some things. He has transitioned you, amen, hallelujah. You ain't conforming to nothing. You being transformed. So he has transformed you from the inside out, praise God. In order for the transformation, amen, to manifest itself on the outside, praise God, you got to allow the transformation to take root on the inside, praise God, in your spirit, in your mind, in your body, in your soul. You got to allow the transformation to take place, praise God, or everything, amen, that I'm saying to you today is going to go right over your head. You are no different from the next person, praise God. God has called you to do great and marvelous things, praise God. My God. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. That a praise is. That's the banner. That's the celebration. That's the victory. We should always be able to pull out a praise. We should always be able, amen, to get a song together. Listen, we should always be ready to shout and jump and tell somebody, amen, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He, Lord, have mercy. Jesus Christ went to hell and got the keys, amen. And all this power is within you. Victory, the Holy Ghost, healing, blessings, miracles, breakthroughs. It's all on the inside of you. Peace, love, joy, the fruit of the Spirit over in Galatians 5. Faithfulness, gentleness, peace, love, suffering. All that is on the inside of you. I like how the scripture say he will rejoice over thee with joy. His joy is falling down from heaven. He's just waiting on us to receive it. His healing is falling down from heaven. He is waiting on us to receive it. Amen. Glory to God. I bless God on today. Amen. I bless God on today. Amen. For those, praise God, that are tuning in, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that a change has been made in your spirit, man. A change, amen, hallelujah, has been made. You can feel, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God is rising up in you, even those that have sat down on God, those that have sat down and say, no, I'm not worthy. No, I'm not qualified. I messed up too bad. I'm not worthy to preach the word. I'm not worthy to say one more word. I'm going to sit down. I know something today was said that gave you that boost. Like they say, you're going to reboot. Hallelujah. You're going to reboot you. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you, woman of God. Stand up. Stand up. You ain't the first one to fall. You ain't going to be the last one to fall. Hallelujah. Get up. It said, just man falls 7 times. 7 times, but he get back up. Why? Because he know that it's important to get back up. It's important to press. it's important to understand that God has given you a new name. God has given you a new destiny. When you came on his side, he gave you a new destiny. He gave you eternal life instead of death. You have a destiny. You have a purpose. And it will be fulfilled. God will complete the work he started in you. You have to believe it. You've got to believe it. It ain't about if anybody else believe it about you. It's about if you believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it, men of God? Do you believe it, woman of God? It's your chance. You only get one time to do this, praise God. One life. Let me say it like that. You get one life to do this, praise God. Do it now. Get up. Do the work to rebuild that ministry. God is with you. Do the work to rebuild that business. Do the work. God is with you. Those of you that are, that God has told you he's going to bless you with a job, he's going to bless you with it, get up and do the work. I know you've heard no here and no here and no there, but keep going, praise God. Somebody's going to say yes. Why? Because God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. We're going to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this word on today. Lord, I thank you for everybody that's tuning in and listening. Lord, I pray, amen, that something was said that would cause them to understand who you are in their lives and that they themselves have the power and authority to tread on serpents' heads. They have the power and authority to speak a thing into existence, praise God. They have the power and authority to believe you for the impossible, praise God. To believe you for the supernatural. To believe you for miracles. To believe you for prosperity. To believe you for healing. To believe you for breakthrough. They have the power within them through our brother Jesus Christ. Lord, I just thank you right now for those that are receiving this. For those that believe this, Father God, show yourself strong. Show yourself strong through a manifestation of your blessing. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I feel good in my spirit, praise God. On to tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, amen, my beginning and end. But I don't want you to lose. I don't want you to lose your thought of what you've learned. So real quick, I'm going to tell you what we went over. We went over Abba Father. We've gone over Mighty God, Almighty God, All Sufficient. He is the answer, authority, and the banner of victory, which is Jehovah Nissi. I love you all. Praise God. I want you to make sure that you check out our site at mygospelsoul.yolasite.com. Go there. Amen. We also have a stream on there from Ustream where you can watch some videos on there. I got a video on there where I command the morning. Praise God. We also have a YouTube channel. We always cover every network so we can make sure that the gospel is going out. Praise God. My ministry, praise God, is to reveal the enemy. Amen. His tricks, praise God. Amen. And help you to understand that you are no different from anyone else. God can use you just like he uses me. God can bless you, amen, just like he blesses anyone else. Praise God. We got to counsel the contract of the enemy on our lives. And how do we do that? By trusting and believing in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show with somebody else. Amen. If it bless you, it will bless someone else. God bless you.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.